morning, and I'm guessing that most people here who have a TV have at some time switched on a programme that's been a makeover. It may have been a makeover for somebody's house where a whole team comes in and strips out all the furnishings and repaints and brings new stuff in to give it a new look, probably in an hour. Or maybe it's a makeover of somebody's garden, which looks pretty chaotic, and Alan Titchmarsh and his team comes in and in 3 days goes through the whole lot and puts in new plants, and it's a completely different looking place, the garden. And I've seen programmes too, and I expect you have, where it's been the makeover of a person who maybe feels they'd like to look 10 years younger, or more beautiful, or more attractive, or perhaps just less wrinkly, I don't know, whatever. People want to have makeovers, and this morning we're going to join in with that, and we're going to have a makeover too. And you may be surprised to know, but it's true, that the person we're going to make over is Grace. And she's asked for this particularly because she needs a new identity. And I personally think she's quite fine as she is already. Do you want to stand up there, Grace, so we can see you? And I'm glad to say that I've brought in my hit makeover team to come and do it. So come up here, makeover team. Thank you. Sophia and Kate are coming to help. Well done. Now, just between ourselves, I'm not quite sure why Grace needs this new identity. I mean, not to do with what she looks like, because we think she looks fantastic as she is. But I have this suspicion that she may be in trouble with the law. Or perhaps she's taken on a second job as a secret agent and has to go undercover. But whatever it is, she wants a new identity so that nobody knows who she is. Okay, so we're going to give her a new identity. Got lots of bits and pieces. We also only have 1 minute, so it's going to be very exciting. I put the basket down here. There's a very quick way we could give her a new identity. If we stick that on her, do you want to tie it on the back or hold it for me? So that everybody tie it on, that's brilliant, and then everybody can see. Can you manage that? Doesn't matter if it's a knot, we can whip it off. Just mind the hair. Lovely. Well done, girls. So as Grace stands up, we can all see her. And you see, Grace instantly has a new identity. But if you agree with me, that's a bit scary. It's a bit old-fashioned. I think if she were trying to hide herself in a crowd, she'd stand out like a sore thumb. So I'm not sure that that's the best new identity to give Grace. Okay, I'm sorry, Grace. We need to take that off again now. But we have lots of other things we can try. Thank you. Put it on the floor. Perhaps, actually, some of them have haircuts as new identities. So I brought the scissors just in case. But she says she needs a haircut, but I think we haven't got time. That's going to be the problem there. I think maybe we could give her some glasses, do you? Is that the pair you think you'd like? She looks very studious with those on anyway. She does look different with those on. Sometimes I think it's the mouth that needs a change. Now, you can choose, girls. Which one do you think of those two? That one, okay. Now, you need to put that on the outside of her nose. That's right. Hook it on. Well, that makes her immediately look very, very different. And perhaps, just to confuse everybody, what do you think? You can have that one, or you can have this one. Choose. Try it. See what happens. Give her that one. Okay, she may need a moustache. How about covering her hair instead of cutting it? Plonk a hat on. Can you manage that? Let's have a look at her new identity. Well, I would say that does a fairly good job, doesn't it? Thank you, girls. You go and sit down there. Grace, oh, actually, I need you again, because when you have a new identity, you need a new identity card. So if you'd like to hold that so that she looks through it, brilliant. Grace and her new identity. So put all those bits down. Grace, thank you. So if I said to you all now, where's Grace, what would you say? Where's Grace? You don't know. Behind me, somebody said. Where's Grace? Here's Grace. It's Grace with a hat on, and Grace with a pair of glasses, and Grace with a moustache. She hasn't really got a new identity. She just looks a bit different. So I'm not sure that that will work brilliantly, but thank you very much, Grace. But the good news for this morning is that those of us who love Jesus Christ as our Saviour and trust him as our Lord don't just have to change ourselves on the outsides. It's not about freshening ourselves up by being nicer, bigger smile, less grumbling, being kinder to our neighbours. It's not an outside job like that was. That was all on Grace's outside. You can't have a new identity by sticking bits on somebody. It's just fake. But God does a wonderful thing. He changes our identity from the inside. And he changes our status. We're given a new identity as sons and daughters of God. And because our new identity means we are his sons and daughters, he welcomes us to come boldly to him, like our Father, and to share everything about ourselves with him. The good things, the bad things, our joys, our anxieties, things we really need to ask him about. Because we are now his sons and daughters. We can call him Daddy, our Father, Daddy. We have that relationship with him because we have changed our identity. We haven't changed it, that's a mistake. God has changed our identity. And so during the rest of this service and in the groups that the children are going to go to in a moment, we're going to be thinking more about how we come to talk to God, our Heavenly Father. And as you're going now, we'll just pray, shall we? We'll talk to him right now. Heavenly Father, Daddy, thank you that you give us a new identity as your sons and daughters. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will open our hearts and minds now, whether we're in our groups or in church, to hear exactly what you have to teach us about that. Amen.
Amen.